Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Small business owners are trying to make up for money and employees lost during the federal immigration operation in Minnesota. Stephanie Lopez's family owns a bar and grill in Wilmer that was impacted by actions from federal ICE agents.
The fear of risk became so overwhelming. The situation escalated to the point where we closed for over 2 months because of the risk of detention became extremely high, even for me being a U.S. citizen.
The testimony from small business owners was heard in the House Workforce Labor and Economic Development Committee. Gas prices are up another dime in the state. AAA Minnesota reports the statewide average today is $3.68 for a gallon of regular unleaded. That's a 17-cent increase from last Wednesday and 43 cents more than what we were paying 1 month ago. The national average rose to $4.16 a gallon. Oil prices dropped after Iran agreed to open the Strait of Hormuz as part of the two-week ceasefire. The cost of raising kids keeps climbing, but Minnesota's child tax credit is putting money back into some families' pockets as long as they qualify and file for it. Jean Thompson with tax nonprofit Prepare and Prosper says qualifying families also have the option to choose advance payments,
where they receive part of the next year's credit early instead of waiting until next tax season to receive the full amount. Advance payments can be helpful for families that would rather receive the money throughout the year versus all at once.
Qualifying families can receive up to $1,750 per child under the age of 18. You have until April 15th, 1 week from today, to file your state and federal returns. Labor Lab is releasing a report on Minnesota's nursing home industry titled The Price of Repression. It found that providers have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on anti-union campaigns. While compliance rates were low, strategy coordinator Teak Wiggins says some of the data comes straight from necessary disclosures by employers who hire anti-union consultants. Wiggins says the cost of each of the five campaigns they estimated was equivalent to anywhere from a 3.5 to 20% raise for targeted workers. A bill seeking $25 million in state funding for the proposed Minnesota Hockey Hall of Fame is stalled in a House committee. Total cost of the 140,000-square-foot facility in Invergrove Heights is estimated at $151 million. The Ocean Ranger 7 passed under the Duluth Aerial Lift Bridge this morning, making it the first ocean-going vessel to arrive this navigation season. Jason Roan of the Duluth Seaway Port Authority says the Dutch-built cargo ship is carrying
a large number of project cargo pieces. It's energy sector cargo, eventually bound for Alberta, Canada. So that really illustrates how our seaport in Duluth serves as a key link in the supply chain for the entire midsection of North America.
Roan says the heaviest piece of cargo weighs more than 11,500 freight tons. For the first time, Minnesota is landing in the Michelin Guide. Michelin announced it will evaluate restaurants in Minneapolis as part of its upcoming American Great Lakes Guide. It will also include Milwaukee, Detroit, Cleveland, Indianapolis, and Pittsburgh. This is MNN.